Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
The only thing that God is tempting, the devil has tempted you to not to believe about God is the goodness of God.
所以，当魔鬼试探我们的时候，最常试探我们就是说，让我们不相信神。
And let me read a quote. See if you know where it's coming from. Happy family are all alike. You probably know where I'm going. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way.
给大家读一个话，你看你知不知道从哪里来的
？You know where it's coming from? From your dad. Now that's the Leo Tolstoy's the 1878 novel, very famous novel, Anna Karenina.
哦，这个他就讲到说，好的家庭都是很像，但是每一个不开心的、不幸福的家庭都是有他各自的问题。这是1878年，列夫·托尔斯泰在《安娜·卡列尼娜》里面写的一句话。
Well, if you know the novel and a movie that's been made many, many times, is I don't recommend. Well, you can read the novel. It's a lot of families and extramarital affairs and issues, but no one in that story is good.
所以如果你想去读呢也可以去读，有电影也可以去看，但是你看的话里面有各自，他们有各自的问题，但没有一个人都是好的。
When we come to chapter 27 of Genesis, you're going to see the family affairs right in front of you.
所以当我们在看到第27章的时候，我们会看到他们家里会出现他们各自的问题，就在我们眼前展现。
Now we are moving from...Abraham to Isaac, now to the story of Jacob.
所以我们从亚伯拉罕一直到以撒，然后到现在我们看到雅各的故事。
Isaac took two chapters. Chapter 25 or 26. Now he's getting old. Now he has two sons and a wife. And the four characters is making a scene for you.
所以以撒在整个圣经里面就讲了两章，他有两个儿子一个太太，然后但是呢他们之间的矛盾就在这一章里面充分的展现出来了。
And you probably are familiar with this story. I'm going to read only the portion of it, 18 to 34, because this chapter is long.
所以牧师会帮我们去读创世纪二十七章的18到34节，然后有圣经的话欢迎你打开然后去看。
Yeah, the Mandarin version is on the screen, so you can read along. Chapter 27, verse 18 to 34. So he went into his father and said, he is Jacob. He went to his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. You know, this is Jacob talking. So Esau, your firstborn.I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found so quickly, my son? He answered, because the Lord your God granted me success. Then Isaac said to Jacob, please come near, that I may feel you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, who felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice.But the hands are hands of Esau. He did not recognize him because his hands were very hairy like his brother, Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, are you really my son Esau? He answered, I am. Then he said, bring it near to me that I may eat of my son's game and bless you. So he brought it near to him and he ate and he brought him wine and he drank.Then his father Isaac said to him, come near and kiss me, my son. So he came near to kissed him. And Isaac smiled and smelled of his garments and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is at the smell of the field and the Lord has blessed. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let the people serve you and the nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, "Let my father rise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I'm your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it then I hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with exceedingly great and a bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." That's the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your words. When we come to you, we would like you to talk to us first, and you did.
神的感谢你给我们的话借着你的话求你能够对我们讲话你也就是这样对我们说话的
Lord, we ask your spirit to make us understand your word and most of all to see Christ in the word
神啊求你的灵来让我们可以理解借着这个话也让我们更重要的是看到耶稣基督在里面的样子
So that we know your heart and want to love you and follow you and serve you
让我们知道你的心好让我们爱你然后跟随你并且去侍奉你
And we pray in Christ Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen. That's the very familiar story that you might have encountered many times.
这故事大家都应该是很熟悉的，经常去读。
And now we are in the story of Jacob. I want to give you, before we get into the story of Jacob in details, especially in this case,I want to give you three things you probably need to know when you read the story of Jacob.
所以在我们讲更多雅各的背景之前呢，我们要跟大家讲，如果你读的雅各故事，请记得这三个事情。
Three words that you need to remember when you read the story of Jacob: sovereign, gracious, blessings. You can put them all together: sovereign, gracious, blessings.
所以这三个词是什么？就是神的主权，然后充满恩典的，并且还有祝福。
God is sovereign in the story of Jacob. You know Jacob. He is one of the very few vivid characters in the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham has a lot of stories. He has a good, he has a bad. You know, Isaac, we do not paint too much, you know, on him.We do not know too much about him. But Jacob, you have a lot of things about him. And very few you can find about him is good. He's just this guy is a tricky, cheating, deceitful, scheming, and you can name it. This guy is like that.
所以在这里面我们看到讲到神的主权的时候或者是我们当看到雅各的故事我们发现这是一个在父辈或者这些领袖里面比较少有的有很多精彩的故事亚伯拉罕有很多故事以撒没有特别多的描述但是关于雅各的故事大部分我们可以看到他是一个大骗子
Well, Jacob is no better than Esau, to be honest. Esau, actually, this guy is generous. This guy is an, you know, impulsive and is hunting, manly man kind of guy. And he was not chosen. Jacob was chosen. But if you take a look at these two men, Jacob is nothing better than Esau at all.
也不是说雅各比以扫要好到哪里去你看到以扫的时候你会看到他是一个非常男人的一个人但是把他们两个放在一块的时候他俩其实都不相上下都差不太多
So you should know that God chose Jacob not because Jacob is a good man
所以你们发现神选雅各不是因为他是一个好的男人
It's because the grace of God
而是因为神的恩典
So that's the first word. I'm not going to spend too much time because we're going to unpack in the next couple of weeks. So that's the first thing, the grace. It's a sheer grace of God that Jacob was chosen.
So we won't spend too much time because we'll have a lot of time to talk about it. It's Jacob being chosen, it's because of God's grace.
Sovereignty of God. I mean, if you read the story, we read a little bit. He was cheating, he's deceitful, he's scamming, he's manipulative when he's in his uncle's house. In spite of all these things, God is still in control. God's will is still fulfilled.
所以我们在讲到神的主权的时候，我们看到雅各他是个骗子，他甚至试着去调度他自己能用的能力，然后去让得到他想要的。但是上帝还是在这里面是掌权的，让他的旨意得到成全。
The sense of man will not thwart the will of God.
就是人的罪不会影响上帝的主权得到实现。
And the blessings, there's another word. And Isaac blessed Jacob.You know, he didn't want to do it, but he did it. And Esau came back and wanted to get the blessings. So the blessings, that's the key word for this chapter, the whole story. So what does that mean?
丁爱就讲了一个祝福，以撒给了雅各祝福，虽然他不想给，然后以扫又想要这个祝福，可以看到这个词就反复在这章里面重复。那他到底什么意思呢？
The blessings goes all the way back to Abraham. When God promised Abraham,The blessings will be upon you and your descendants. Okay? For Abraham, that's a promise of a blessing. He received some, but he didn't receive all because, you know, before the descendants grew up, he died. So for Abraham, that's a promises of blessings. For his descendants, including Jacob, that's what the blessing is going to be unpacked and be manifested.
所以我们讲到亚伯拉罕从亚伯拉罕来的这个祝福，一直到他的后代，他有得到一些祝福，有一些得到应验，但是有些他虽然得到应验，但是他没有办法实现，因为他已经去世了。
So we're going to talk about blessings as well. What does it even mean in blessings? So that's the three things when you read the book of the story of Jacob. You can read the sovereignty of God, grace of God.And the blessings of God.
所以就大概跟大家讲一下，有三个事情：上帝的主权，然后上帝的恩典，还有上帝的祝福，在雅各的身上是怎么样彰显。
We're going to unpack the first part of the story of Jacob today.
我们今天就会来看一下第一个部分。
And the three points over there that we have. One is the family. We're going to look at the four characters. This is just the Hollywood comic, you know, movie thing.Going on there, if you really pay attention to it. We're going to take a look at each of the characters. That's a family. The second, we're going to talk about the blessings. The blessings, that word has been repeated so many times in this chapter. Many, many times. It's everything is about a blessing. I want to get it. I lost it. I want to fight for it. You know, everything is about blessings. So we're going to talk about that.
So in this, we're going to talk看这一章的时候有三个点，就是家庭，看到这四个人就像一个看电影一样，每个人都有他自己独特的故事。第二个就是我们讲到祝福，有人想要祝福，有人没得到祝福，有人想为着祝福去打，然后我们也会去花些时间去讲。
And the last thing we're going to talk about the sovereignty of God.
最后我们就会讲到神的主权。
Alright, so if you take a look at the whole chapter, we don't have time to read all of them, but there were seven dialogues betweendifferent people.
所以如果你花些时间去读这整章的内容，虽然没有时间在这里读，但你会看到有七个对话在这里面进行。
Isaac, who is the son of Abraham, is getting old from the very beginning. He talks to Esau.
所以以撒在他年老的时候就对他的大儿子以扫去讲话。
Then Rebekah overheard it. Rebekah is the wife of Esau.
然后利百加就是他以扫的妈妈，就听到他们之间的对话。
Rebecca talked to his favorite, who was Jacob.
然后利百加就对他最喜欢的儿子雅各去说。
The second dialogue.
这是第二个话。
Then Jacob went into the tent, talked to his dad. That was the long one I read. That's the third one.
然后第三个就是雅各跑过去跟他的爸爸去讲话，这是第三个对话。
Then Esau is having a conversation with dad, with his dad.
然后以扫后面又来了，又跟以撒去说话。
Then Rebecca is talking to his son, is talking to Isaac, and then Isaac talking to his son. So there are seven dialogues over there.
所以利百加又跟雅各讲，雅各又和以撒去讲话，然后就这里面就有七个不同的对话在这里面。
Do you see any problems over there? The family of four, they never had a family meeting together.
Did dad talk to son, son to mom, mom to dad, behind the curtain? Why don't you just have a Saturday night meeting? You know, get everybody on the same page. Who is getting the will? Who is doing what? I mean, just get it done. I mean, the wife. Remember last time we talked about Isaac marrying his wife, Rebecca, gone all the way from Haran, his old, you know, his old family. When the lady saw Isaac, immediately just closed her eye. You know, he took her to the tent. They have such a romantic, beautiful, loving scene. It's like you have a wedding. Beautiful. Oh, that's chapter 25. Over here, that guy's getting old. The wife is skimming behind him. He has his favorite. She has her favorite. Then the husband doesn't talk to wife. The kids don't talk to each other. Everybody hates everybody. What's going on with this family now? Two chapters after.
所以在这里面看到就这短短的一件事情，他们有七个对话。他们大可以就说四个人聚在一起，我们大家一起把这个事情聊一下，然后就结果他们去用这种偷偷的，然后大家彼此之间没有互相沟通的方式去进行这样的对话。当然我们知道利百加是以撒的太太，我们在二十五章也就两章不久前看到他刚见到以撒的时候，他们是多么的浪漫，多么的相爱，结果到现在他们两个人各自都有自己喜欢的孩子，然后偷偷的彼此为他自己喜欢的孩子去谋利，这到底发生了什么呢？
You know, when I saw the couple like this in an old age, and I can't help but thinking about the people who are getting married this year. We're going to, a couple of them. They're so beautiful. They talk to each other. Beautiful. Don't become like them.
所以当我在看到这个时候，看到教会里的老的夫妇在一块的时候，我就想到我们马上要结婚的这些新婚的婴儿们，他们希望他们年老的时候不会像这个样子。
You know, that's only, well, if at least one lesson, small lesson for you guys.And for us, we, you know, for the new ones.
这个至少是我们可以学到的其中一个。
Okay, the family. We're going to take a look at the four characters over here. If you take a look at four of them, every single one of them is a villain. It's in the movie that you have good guys and the bad guys. The good guys always win, shoot up the bad guys die. Basically, that's all the good movies like this. But in this scene, everybody is bad. We're going to take a look at them.
对，我们当我们去花些时间去看的时候，我们发现这四个人都不怎么样。那一般电影里面会说有好人有坏人，但在这里面，真的他们实实在在都不太行。
They start with Isaac, the son of Abraham. Isaac is old, and his eyes were dim so that they could not see.Well, we're getting old, physically weak, that's okay. And he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son, I'm going to have the first dialogue. I'm going to read the first five verses. He answered, here I am. He said, Behold, I'm old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapon and your quiver, your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me and prepare for me a delicious food. Okay, that's good. Such as I love.And bring it to me so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Okay, so basically, he's getting old. And this is probably not the first time to ask his son to hunt for him, to cook a delicious food, to make me happy. That's not a big issue. The big issue is, before I die, he's actually lived many, many years after this. So before I die, I'm going to bless you.I'm going to bless you. So the blessing comes into scene now. So this bless is not like an, okay, good boy. It's not like those, and may you be prosperous. No, it's a formal legal blessing he's talking about over there.
所以在我们看到第一个故事里面讲到以撒他老眼昏花了，基本上他就说在我死之前他想要吃这个他儿子做的野味，然后我们看到说这个人在死之前想要的就是吃这个东西，然后因着这样吃这个东西然后去给他儿子祝福，他不像是说哦你祝你好运什么样，而是说他是一个非常正式的一个仪式，甚至可以说是有一定的法律和律法的效应在这个人身上的一个过程。
So there are a couple of things we look into Isaac's life right there. The very first one is a favoritism. It's very clear that he loved his older son. Because the older son bring him food. Older son's probably like, has what he doesn't have. He's not the manly man. His older son is like, that kind of thing, you know, killed and all that, you know, bring the food, very good cook, strong, you know, like all the, you know, manly man, the man magazine looks like. That's a real man. He likes that, and he's a good cook. He favors him. It's very clear. And the mom favors the second one. It's a little nerd kind of guy. And don't go out, don't do too much, sitting in the tent, doing things, maybe reading, I don't know, maybe thinking, I don't know. Mother favors that one. It's a very clear, first, at all set, you know there's a favoritism going on over there.
所以我们看到他以撒第一个其中一个很明显的问题就是他有这种就是特别的疼爱某一个孩子就像以扫一样他可能是一个非常健壮然后他又会做吃的看着又非常强壮就非常不错的一个人然后呢利百加呢就比较喜欢老二就是比较文静的在帐篷里面可能每天就在那里想事情但你看到他们两个各自有各自的问题
It's okay to favor some of your kids You know you have a natural bond with certain people. It's okay. But it's not okay to play favoritism to the extent that you forego your principle. Let me read the end of chapter 26. I will tell you how far is too far for the favor thing. Chapter 26, when 34, the last two verses. When Esau was 40 years old,He took Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, to be his wife. The Basemath and the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah. Do they know that you're not supposed to marry locally? Oh, Abraham knew. He married his son by getting wife from somewhere else, from his old town, from his...old village, because the local people were wicked, and they know that. Abraham did it. Isaac, was he supposed to do it? Absolutely. But when Esau was 40 years old, he did it anyway. In that patriarch family, I cannot even imagine, even today, I cannot even imagine,If Isaac have a strong objections to this marriage, would Esau going to go ahead? Probably not. He probably, if you read between the lines, he probably liked the son so much to the extent to spoil the son, to the extent he basically give up his principle. Such important principle. The principle that will affect the descendants,in the future. Because of what Esau has done, maybe the promise that God made with Abraham will be done, will be over. You won't be able to worship the same God anymore just because you marry locally, the Hittites.
所以在这里面我们说喜欢一个特别的孩子有问题吗好像也还好我们有各自的喜好但是如果因为你喜欢的缘故你就放弃了你自己的原则这是不好的我们当看到第二十六节最后的时候以扫他年四十岁左右他娶了一个赫人的女儿时常使以撒和利百加心烦就看到说如果是在他以撒和利百加知道上帝的约定的情况下他应该知道他不应该娶当地的女子为妻结果他却让以扫去娶了当地的女子作为他的妻子那就可以看得出来因为他喜欢以扫的缘故他去任由他去做他喜欢的事情那如果我们想一下在当时父系的社会里面如果以撒说你不可以娶她那以扫应该也不会这样做但是就是因为他的这种行为他甚至可能让上帝的应许得到受到一些亏损可能甚至让他们的后代都不可能不会敬拜同一个神
I'm not 100% sure if Isaac knew what God made what God said to Rebecca when the two sons were born the younger with the older served the young I don't know if he knew that Esau sold his birthright to his brother
He probably knew, but the Bible didn't say that. But clearly, he favored his son to the extent he just basically lost the principle.
所以不知道以扫他知不知道上帝有在两个孩子在腹中的时候就对利百加去说小的会去超越这个大的，如果他知道的话那他可能也不会这样去做，然后他也不知道圣经里面没有写他我们到底知不知道他有没有把他的长子名分给卖掉。
And another thing is the second thing about Isaac is he's absolutely controlled by his physical appetite. He loves food so much, so much. Is it okay to love food?Absolutely, it was okay to love food. But loving food is different from being controlled by your physical appetite. You think, it's not a whole lot of a big issue for me. But when I see people like those, I'm always shocked by it. They love food so much, they just basically forget about everything. And Isaac is one of those people who are controlled.By his physical appetite. He couldn't see, he couldn't hear, the touch is not as good, he couldn't smell, but this guy wanted food.
所以以撒另一个问题就是他是被他的身体的食欲所控制的，喜欢吃的有问题吗？没有什么问题，但是如果你是被你的食欲所控制，那就是有问题的。我们可以在这里面看到以撒就是有这样的问题，说在他死之前他还是想吃这些东西。
I don't want to be too negative to Isaac.Right. But he's kind of like a typical man. It's a middle-aged man, an older man, kind of like useless at home. And for 3 F that they have, football and fishing. And basically, they don't care too much. They're not leading the family. The kids marry all kinds. That doesn't really matter to me. All I care about is food. So Isaac is over there.Of course, in the book of Hebrew, by faith they made blessings and stuff. We're going to talk about that. But I'm just giving you the first character, Isaac.
在这里面看到说，不想说太负面的消息关于这个以撒的，但是可以看到他就是像那些，我现在已经没有任何作用了，然后天天在家里面，我就可能就吃东西，或者是如果在现代来讲，他就每天就想着吃什么，然后看足球，然后去钓鱼。
I'm sorry, if you're a fisherman, you're good. I'm just got that from a family. There's a family guy that's a movie, that's animation over there. That's a 3F of a man. That's a really, really bad picture for a real man. 3Fs, food, fishing, and football.
如果男人真的是到中年就只会想着吃什么、玩什么和看什么的话，这个对于来家庭来说是非常不好的。
Men were called to lead.
我们上帝呼召我们男人是去做领袖的
to serve, to sacrifice
去侍奉然后并且去牺牲
there's very little evidence in Isaac's life when he's old
但是在以撒年老的时候我们并没有看到这样的表征
his first one and we have this very famous lady Rebecca
然后我们也来看一下利百加是怎么样的
he's playing favoritism she overheard this thingShe always overheard. What does that mean? That's just sneaky. I mean, just behind the scene, no matter what you say, she would know it. Because she always feel insecure. She always want to play this game. She always want to conspire to her and to her son's benefit. So she's definitely the conspirator. She's a schemer.She played this game so well, and a so risky game, so of a risky game. She even said, if there's a curse, the curse will be upon me. And you know what exactly happened? After this story, Rebecca's name is not even mentioned anymore. She dropped out of the story. And you know the consequences. She's saying...you know, Jacob eventually had to go. She said, you know, you go to my brother's house after your brother's anger is not there anymore, come back. She never saw her favorite son anymore. Never saw her favorite son anymore. So she bore the great grave consequences.
所以第二个我们看到利百加他是一个偷偷的在幕后去听人家讲话甚至也按照就总是有这种 不确定然后不安感然后总是想说把这好的给他最喜欢的这个儿子然后甚至他到一个程度说他会说如果有咒诅让这个咒诅招到我身上他这个咒诅是怎么样实现呢我们发现在圣经在这一章之后利百加的名字再也没有在圣经里面被提到并且他最爱的那个小儿子他也再也没有在他死之前见到他
Well, another one. Let's move on to Esau. In this story, Esau looks like very innocent. He's been tricked. I mean, he just went out. He wanted the blessing. He went out, did what he could, and came back. Boom, the blessing is gone. And so he's like, if I were him, I would be angry. I would kill that guy as well. So he is kind of like innocent, and he cried.But when you go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17, when the author of Hebrews talking about his crying after he was tricked, this is what they actually said. After he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. So no repentance over there. He's full of bitter and hatred.
所以我们在看到说以扫感觉他好像是个受害者但是在希伯来书里面讲到一句话说后来他想要承受父亲所祝的福竟被弃绝虽然哭嚎切求却得不着门路使父亲的心意转回就是他有这种特别的难过的这种心但是却没有真实的悔改的表现
Famous Jacob The liar The liar right in front of his dad Many times Are you my son? Yes I amYes, I am. And he said, how did you get the food so quickly? He said, God bless me. So his blasphemy, his lying, his tricking, his risk taker. This guy is just the brutal, ambitious businessman kind of guy. You know, I'm going to get it, that kind of guy.
你看雅各他就是一个大骗子他多次的欺骗他的父亲那你怎么能打猎打得这么快让上帝祝福他甚至亵渎了神他就像一个非常精明的商人一样用尽一切的办法去让自己的利益得到最大化
Jacob spent the rest of his life being haunted that's the consequence you bear we're going to talk about a little bit in the third point but take a look at the four characters all four of them none of themare good. Second one, the whole story revolves around blessings. What puzzles a lot of people, including me, the most, is what's the big deal? I mean, if I signed the contract with Chris under the fraudulent terms, the next thing you know,Everything we talk about in that contract will be null and void. Is that correct? So Jacob is trying to trick his dad to bless him, and dad blessed him. Can't just Esau come up, come on, son, I didn't mean it. You're just the liar. Yeah, I just take it back and revoke every blessings I give it to you. I give it to my favorite son, Esau. What's the big deal? You know, that's fraudulence. It's a fraud.Take it back, do it again. Right? So why didn't it do it? That begs the question of what blessings mean in the Bible, especially in the story of Jacob.
So 在这里面就看到说就以扫他被骗了那 他为什么就以撒就说啊，那我就重新再给你个祝福呢就好像我们签一个合同一样然后我们就说这个合同不作效因为我是被欺骗的这个过程但是如果我们知道圣经里面的祝福是什么我们就需要我们就能有更多的理解
Three things that these blessings carry or entail we read it before just now three things one is a prosperityLet me read it again, verse 28. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and a plenty of grain and wine. So that's a material blessing. That's right there. Prosperity. That's the first thing. I want to give it to you. Okay, the second thing. Oh, go ahead.
所以在这里面我们去读第二十八章里面说愿神赐你天上的甘露地上的肥土并且五谷的新酒就是他的一些的富足。
It's not just a wasteful thinking. It's basically everything that we have, I have, is going to be yours. It's like for today, this is like a bank account, the cars and everything. You know, basically what I have is going to be yours.
就像今天，就我所有的一切都是属于你的，就是我们今天的车、房子，还有我的银行账户都给你了。
That's the first thing, prosperity. The second is prominence. That's verse 29. Let the people serve you and the nations bow down to you and the Lord over your brothers and the man of your mother's son bow down to you. So the second thing is the prominence.
所以第二个事情呢，就是说愿多国的民侍奉你，多国拜你，就讲到说你在这个是有一定的优越性，然后有一些权威和这种感觉。
The first thing is what you get. The second thing is what you're going to become.
第一个是你能得到什么，第二是你会成为什么。
That's a little bit different. What you're going to get and what you're going to become. The third one is the reciprocation. So whoever curses you will be cursed.
第三个就是讲到了说你的回报，或者就是为你祝福的，就给他也得祝福，为你咒诅你的也会被咒诅。
That's the content of the blessing. So the nature of the blessing, that's a little bit more important. Well, when it comes to understanding the blessings, talk about in the story of Jacob.
我们刚刚讲了这个祝福的内容，但是他的祝福的本质到底是什么呢
？First thing is a legal thing. That's the legal thing.You're going to lord over your brothers. That means I'm going to put you in a status over there. So that's the, when I say it as a dad, as a father, it's like an, I put that in will. When Chris has put it in will to make the family in order, what you wish is going to be done because someone's going to sign it, your wife's going to sign it, someone, his attorney is going to sign it, that make that thing legal.This position is going to, this thing is going to be theirs, this is going to be theirs. Who's going to get more, who's going to get little? That's very legally bound. That's the first thing.
第一个就是他是有一个权威或者是法律的权威在这里。基本上就是我立好了遗嘱，就是说这个事情我在死后你会比他更多得到一些，然后他会比你更少得到一些。就是他所说的事情就是要这样去发生。
The second thing is a little bit more the psychological.When people bless you, it's a more like an affirmation. You will be this, you will be that, you will be great, you will become this and this type of person. So I wish you well, it's like you are going to become like that because of who you are now, you're going to become like that. So when you bless people, when the blessing was basically voiced to another person,It carries the psychological power or impact on that particular person. I'm going to unpack after the translation.
所以在这上面我们看到第二个它也是有一定心理的影响。虽然说我给你一些祝福你会这样你会那样但是因为你现在是这个样子我觉得或者是我祝福你能成为你未来可以成为那个样子这上面是有一定的心理影响的效应的。
We give blessings all the time, but this one is really formal. It just stands out a little bit.But whenever we give blessings to other people, that carries the power to other people. Have you ever seen those people? You are nothing but a loser. Oh, my goodness. Especially when you talk to your kid like this. That particular person will probably carry that verse for a long, long time. He's not going to be very confident in the school. He's not be confident in the career.Not be confident in the relationship because the God in my life, my parents, God in their life, because they don't know too much. And when they're young, they're the only two adults. They in control everything. For them, they are like God. The God in my life told me I'm nothing but a loser. So I'm going to lose everything. I don't have any capabilities, no power, no nothing over anything. That carries a lot of weight on people's lives.The same thing of affirmation. If you praise them, that's different.
所以当我们给别人祝福或者是咒诅别人的时候，就像我们对自己的孩子去讲说你是什么也不是，你就是一个失败者，在他各方各面上的信心都会受挫，在关系上，在学业上，在任何事情处理上都会受到一定的影响。因为父母是他唯一接触的人，当他对他这样说的时候，就给他一个没有任何帮助，并且也没有任何指望的一个感觉。
We are going to talk about the story of Jacob in detail when he met the angel. But have you ever thought of why Jacob was so much into this getting the birthright and the blessing? In the Hebrew, by the way, in the Hebrew word, there's two words that are very, very similar. It's bakorah, bakarah. But it's basically that's birthright and the blessing. They're basically the same word. Not same word, but pronounced very similarly. So why is it that Jacob wanted this thing so much, knowing that he's going to be caught right after this? Why?
所以在这里面, 雅各, 他为什么对这种, 长子的名分或者长子的祝福这么的执着呢?
In the patriarch family, getting the approval from the father, it's so important. And Jacob in his lifetime has never gotten it. Never gotten it. He's always my brother Esau. Always my brother Esau. Daddy loves him. Daddy doesn't love me. I'm just over here. Mom's comfort me, but you know, never get approval from his father. No blessings, no birthright, no nothing. He always wanted this. He didn't really get the real blessing until he was wrestling with the angel. That's the real blessing he actually got. We're going to talk about that in chapter 32, 33. But over here, you can see that his heart is so fragile. He wanted this approval so much, even in such a fraudulent way. I just want you to say it, Dad. Even if I'm fake, I want you to say in front of me, bless me, Dad. That's what he wanted so much. He risked his life for it.
在这里面父系氏族的祝福是非常重要的。 但是如果想一下雅各他的生活里面，他从来没有得过父亲的祝福，他从来的祝福都是给他哥哥的。就在这个情况下，他的心里是脆弱的，他就非常，即使我要花尽我一切的代价，我要得到我父亲给我的这样的祝福。Well,
you've seen those stories many times. Again, if the girls or boys never got approval from the family, he or she risked their life and make stupid decisions to get approval from some jerks. Because that particular person gave that person a blessing, promised to love you. Even though this guy's a criminal, and it's such a great, beautiful, sweet girl talking to a criminal. The only reason the girl wanted to be with this criminal is the criminal said, I love you, I will take care of you. And she never got that from her family. So you heard the stories many, many times again. So I'm emphasizing the psychological parts of a blessing that you could give and the people, the biblical fathers have given to their descendants.
有多少的男孩和女孩就因为没有得过家长或者父母的祝福或者是得到他们的认可，他们在他生命中面对一个非常不好的人的时候，就是因为这个人对他说我会爱你，我会照顾你。 就因为这样的缘故，他们去跟了这个人。这个我其实就想跟大家分享的是，我们父母的话在心理上会有对孩子有很大的影响。So
another one is a prophetic, and that's the nature of the blessings. The first one is legal, the second one is psychological, the third one is a prophetic. So the things will happen, God's will be fulfilled. That's why the book of Hebrews said when Isaac was making the blessings, he did that by faith. It's not his faith, but a faith God gave him because of the prophetic part of it.
第三个呢，就是他不只是一个法律上有权威的，他也对心里有影响，更是一个他是甚至有一定预言性的。包括在希伯来书里面也讲到说，以撒他给他们祝福的时候，他是凭着自己的信心，不是凭着自己的认知去给他们祝福的。
So that's why the blessings that Esau gave to Isaac is actually not revoked. It cannot be revoked. It's not just legal. It's not just psychological. It's not just the prophetic. It's all three of them.
所以这也是为什么他给的祝福没有办法被撤回。他不只是一个有权威的，不只是一个有一定对他心里有影响的，更是他是一个甚至有预言意义的一个话。
That's the second part, the blessings. We just basically talk about nature or the content of the blessings and the nature of the blessings. When you read the blessings in the Bible from the Father to the Son and to each one of them, the three things will probably you need to keep them in mind. You have Joseph give blessings to all the kids that he have. So the three things, prophetic, psychological, and the legal.
所以这样也就是我们的本质，祝福的本质是什么？当我们在读到圣经里的祝福的时候，它是有一定权威的，它是对人心智有影响的，并且它也有一定的预言的意义的。
I mean the consequence. I mean everyone in the story did their part in a bad way. They got what they wanted. They bear the consequence. We talk about Rebecca. Didn't see her son anymore.And Jacob spent the rest of his life being haunted by deception and the schemes. And because he saw Laban, his uncle, he's another guy. So there's consequence over there. Let's focus on the sovereignty of God as the last point.
我们看一下这个罪的结果是什么。利百加再也没有见过他最爱的儿子。雅各一直在逃亡中和欺骗中生活。但是我们看一下上帝的主权是怎么样的。
So at least in this story, you can clearly tell the human sin and human responsibility and the sovereignty of God. They are in parallel. Okay, they are not in conflict. Some people say, okay, God from the birth of Jacob and Esau has said that Jacob is going to rule over Esau. Okay?So that's the end. God has made that very clear. So whatever Jacob and Esau and everybody is doing is basically doing God a favor. They're actually good guys. They will actually make Judah a good guy. If not for Judah, Jesus will not die. If Jesus will not die, we would not have any salvations. Judah should be the hero. Judah should be celebrated. No.You be responsible for all your sins. You bear responsibility for all the consequences for all the things they have done. We have talked about this. Sins are sins. But the sovereignty of God is in parallel with the human responsibility. The will of God will be fulfilled not just through obedience,but through the disobedience of people. When we talk about the sovereignty of God, it's not someone obey, God's will be fulfilled. God's will be fulfilled even in the people's, through people's sin. That you need to remember from this story.
所以我们看到当我们在这个故事里面看到人的罪还有他要负的责任并且上帝的主权。当我们讲到这个话题的时候我们是他是它应该是平行的，而且他们是完全不冲突的。但是我们如果来看雅各和以扫的这个故事来看呢，我们看到上帝早就应许了、应验了，就是去讲了说雅各会在以扫之上，那就意味着以扫他做这种行为是帮助上帝完成他的事情吗？还是说，难道犹大去把耶稣卖了是完成了上帝的计划吗？所以在这里面是不是这样的，而是他们各自都要为他们自己的罪去负上他们的全部的责任。上帝的主权在人顺服或不顺服的时候都会得到应验，或者是得到实行。
Of course, the prime example of Jesus, when Peter was preaching the sermon, they said Jesus died actually in the hands of the wicked people. Those people wicked, they killed Jesus, they didn't do God a favor. They sinned, they did wicked thing. So that's very clear in the Bible.But God's sovereignty, God's will, still fulfilled even in and through people's sin. It's a human responsibility and a sovereignty of God. They're in parallel.
对，我们在彼得他后来也讲到说，这些罪的犯罪的人，他因着他们罪的缘故杀了神，上帝的主权得到应验。但是这些人还是要为他们的罪然后付上他们的代价，而是上帝而且更显示了上帝他的主权是通过也能够在这些即使最罪恶的人是手上也能够得到应验和彰显。
Two lessons that we can learn from this, from the last point. We know, and actually Rebecca knows, probably Jacob knows as well. They know what God wants.They have a desire. They want to have the birthright. They want to have the blessings. These are good. But the problem with them is to accomplish God's will through the worldly means. That's the problem. You want to be blessed? You want your dad love you. You want your birthright and not birth. You want to fulfill the will of God. That's okay. But what problem with them? They had a problem. Is they're doing that was they're fulfilling, they accomplish the will of God through the worldly means. Okay.
所以在这里面看到说，他们知道利百加、雅各，他们知道上帝的主权，他知道上帝要是喜欢什么样，但是他们有各自的想要。他们的问题是什么？他问题是说，他完成了上帝的作为，但是他是用一种非常世界的方式去让这个事情得到应验。
We all have good desires. The church has. We want the church to grow. We want people to come to this church. We want to have a bigger impact.The boys want to have married girls, the girls want to have married boys, they want to have kids, and all they are all good. They are all good. But you can accomplish the will, the good desire or good will, through the very bad way. For example, all right, if Peter's dating someone or some boy's trying to date someone, okay, let's just put that in the context. Okay, now that's a girl right there.He has a heart for that girl. I need to get her before anybody get her. Otherwise, it's going to be the last minute thing. So you love her, you have a heart for that girl. That's okay. That's fine. But you can use a very godly way to approach, or you can use a very worldly way to approach. It's like you see those shopping mall, you know, last minute. If you don't get it, you're going to lose it. So I'm going to get that girl before anybody can move to it.So that's, I have to use my own way to do my own thing, although the desire might not be necessarily evil. So the worldly means were not going to accomplish godly goal.
所以我们每个人都有自己比较好想要的愿景或者想要实现的愿望，但是呢，他这些事情也是怎么样达到，是有好的方式和坏的方式。就打个比方说，如果我想要去和某个人进入一道关系里面，我看到这个女生，我就想说我要去得到她，不然别人就会抢在我之前。那我的一个选择就是说，我用上帝的方式呢，还是用世界的方式？是用我自己的方式去用尽我所能，就好像我不做，就会怎么样一样呢？还是说就用一个比较合神心意的方式去面对它
？That's the first thing. I mean, godly way and the worldly way. The second thing is we walk by faith, not by sight. Esau.You heard his story. He's controlled by his physical appetite. Jacob is really deceitful. Mom is trickery. Esau is bitter. Everyone is doing their thing in their own way of getting what they want. If you want to learn anything from the book, you know...We walk on earth. We can get old. Our desire may change. We might get as old as Esau. Couldn't see, couldn't tell, couldn't have anything. At the end of your life, when you're trying to make decisions, what criteria are you making the decisions by which you are making the decisions? Is by faith?Or by what you feel, what you see, or what you really want to eat. I've seen an old lady, not in this church, first of all, so no one will be offended. Two ladies, actually. Both of them had medical issues. When it got old, you don't remember things anymore. There's one lady, both of them are so-called Christians,One lady, when he got old, she doesn't remember anything. She kind of went back to her childhood. Her childhood is like, in Chinese, 红包拿来, something like those. When I see you, just I bless you, give me money. That's all she left. All she has. She couldn't remember things. She couldn't see things. She couldn't smell things.But it's the only thing that's left, that's a part of, and it's a core of her life. The other lady, she doesn't remember either. She couldn't remember as a family member. But whenever she goes to people. She says, "Do you know Jesus?" She got nothing left but Christ. When you are making decisions in your life, I don't care if you're young and if you're old. Maybe you're as old as Esau. Maybe you're as young as old as Isaac, or as young as Esau and Jacob. I pray for myself and everyone in this church. We got probably nothing left but Christ Himself. We walk by faith, not by sight, because everything is going to deceive us. Everything has failed Isaac. It's the only thing left for you and I, when we face our Christ eventually, in about a couple of years. Well, maybe a little bit more than that. Everything that we care about, that cherish the most, will be gone. There's only one thing we want to cherish. That's Jesus Christ and His cross. We walk by faith, not by sight.
还有一个给大家提醒，就是我们是靠信心呢，还是凭我们的眼见呢？那像我们靠眼见的时候，以撒被他的吃的欲望给骗了，然后雅各被他这个想要去得到长子名分，给带跑了。然后利百加呢，又是这样充满计谋。然后以扫他是一个充满苦毒的一个人，他们都用自己的方式去面对这个问题。那我们在我们做决定的时候，我们到底是用什么来做决定呢？是按照我们自己的眼见呢，还是按照我们的信心呢？所以当我在面对有两个人，有两个老太太，我看到他们可能都有些健忘症了。其中一个老太太就说那恭喜发财，红包拿来。当时另一个老太太呢，就是说，那你今天认识神吗？我希望甚至我为大家在座的各位去祷告，我们真的是到老了什么东西都记不得的时候，我们是不是能够有这样的信心去把耶稣基督或者是我们的救主能够记住，然后我们知道说在世界都毁灭都末了的时候，没有任何的一个事情能够站立得住，除了基督他自己。
The story of Jacob will continue. We have two other sermons on it, and it started to get better.
雅各的故事呢，我们也会继续下去，然后这个故事只会越来越精彩。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come to you and we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your sovereignty. Yes, we are sinners and we made terrible and stupid decisions in our lives. But if we belong to you and if we are under your grace,We never say, and we will never say, it's over, it's done, there's no hope. Oh yes, Lord, there's always hope. Hope for us to turn around, to come back to you. Lord, give us the heart of repentance, give us a heart of confession, even today. Lord, we want to know you more and love you more. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ is a multi-ethnic church. You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.